The following is a special presentation of American University Basketball and Federal News Radio. This is AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, a weekly look at all things Eagles basketball. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan is brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
Back out to Reed, right side. He puts up the three and he makes it. Jesse Reed with a big three, and the Eagles have the seven-point lead over the Badgers.
Jesse feeds off to Vosage. Marco, left elbow, puts up the shot, acrobatic style, and gets it to go. Vosage nails another one. Delonte Jones along the three-point line passes off to Washington. He'll step into a long three and swish. James Washington with a triple. That's his first made three in his college career.
Now with AU head basketball coach Mike Brennan, here's the voice of American University basketball, Dan Lang.
And welcome into the show. I'm Dan Lang alongside Coach Brennan and AU's Director of Athletics, Dr. Billy Walker. We're nearing the end of non-conference play with just a few more games. Today's game versus UMES at home in Bender Arena at 1:30 in the afternoon, which we hope you'll come out to. And then Tuesday's game at 8 p.m. in the Red Stick, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, against the LSU Tigers, a game that you can hear on our sister station, AM 1050, online and via the TuneIn radio app. After those two games, we jump into conference play. But let's take a look back, Coach, a little bit at the Stony Brook contest. And after the game, you said that after a game like that, as a team, you can either use it to inspire or, you know, it can deject a team. What do you as a coach do to have it do more of the former, more of the inspire the team?
Yeah, well, you want to find as many positives as you can. You know, you obviously have to point out, you know, the things that you didn't do well and work on those and make sure that you're continuing to get better at those things. But, I mean, you know, we scored some points last night. You know, some other guys got in the game and gave us good minutes. So, you know, when you start losing games, you can lose track of whether you're actually improving or not. You know, it's either you win or you lose, and, you know, you feel one way or the other. You know, as the coach with a young team, you just got to, you know, continually look at the areas where you are improving and the areas if you're not, you got to figure out why. But just make sure that you're, you know, progressing forward, you know, every game and, you know, just getting ready for league play.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mike, you said a lot of guys got minutes last night that haven't gotten as much this year. So, you know, you had that whole second group out there for a long time towards the end with, I guess, Leon and Jalen and Alex and Gabe. And how'd you think they performed?
I thought that they did really well. I mean, they did the things that we practiced. They scored out of our offense. I mean, Leon is probably the guy that I noticed the most. You know, there was definitely, you know, a sense of determination on his part to say, hey, I'm going to make the most of my minutes here. He hasn't gotten a lot of opportunity, and, you know, I was happy, you know, to see what he did with his minutes. And it definitely makes you think about him more. You know, he can put the ball in a basket. He can score in the post. He's a big body. He's definitely going to get more cracks in practice, you know, over the next few days.
Yeah, when you look at Leon, I mean, he went 3-for-4 shooting, had a block, had a steal, did a little bit of everything, and played within, it seemed, like what you want to see. You know, some guys might have a tendency, if they don't have a lot of minutes, all of a sudden they do have some minutes to go out there and, you know, they want to light up the stat sheet. But it seemed like a lot of the guys in the Stony Brook game went out and still played within the formation and within the style that you wanted.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we're just looking for guys that are, you know, doing the things that we're trying to emphasize every day. And, you know, and I told the guys, you know, guys like Leon, I've been telling them up until this point, hey, you know, you're going to get an opportunity. You don't know when it's going to come. I don't know when it's going to come, but you just got to make sure that you're ready. He works hard. He's one of our hardest workers. He's in the gym, you know, early before practice, getting shots up constantly. He works hard after he, you know, throughout, whether he's getting, you know, the starter sort of minutes or the starter repetitions in practice, or whether he's doing scout team stuff, he's always going hard. And, you know, just there's no wavering in his effort on a daily basis. So he was ready last night, and I was happy to see it. And we're definitely going to, you know, give him some more cracks.
You know, you said you want to emphasize positive after a game like last night. Do you feel like guys took that to heart? They understood?
Yeah, no, they do. I mean, you know, it's hard to, you know, when you get beat, you can get worn down a little bit. You know, I think, you know, we hadn't played in a while. It's just coming off exams, you know, as our young guys, it's their first time going through exams as well. So that's a whole different, you know, a whole nother you know, sort of aspect of college life that they're going through for the first time kind of thing. So, you know, and Stony Brook is a really good team. You know, they're a seasoned veteran team. There's NBA scouts at every one of their games for the kid Warney. Purifoy is a veteran guard who's played in championship games. So, you know, they were, you know, an older team that understands how to win on both ends of the court, and they were going through their stuff hard and fast. So, you know, I think it was good for our young guys to sort of go against a team like that and see how, you know, that's a championship caliber type team. And that's how you have to, you know, move and perform on, you know, on every single possession. So it was a good learning experience for the young guys, I thought.
You mentioned Warney and the fact that there were five scouts, I believe it was, at the game the other night against Stony Brook. How tough is he, and what would you have liked to have seen your guys do maybe a little bit better to try to contain him a little bit more?
There's not a whole lot you can do. Right. You know, he's so big and strong and aggressive, and he's good, and they know, and their team is good. And they know exactly how they want to get him the ball. I mean, they're putting up, you know, 80-something points on everybody they play. You know, they've played really good teams, and they've scored against really good teams. He's getting, you know, double-digit rebounds every game. So he's doing it against everybody he plays against.
Yeah.
So I thought there were things that, you know, we can sort of control and that we didn't do those things. It was the first game where, we looked a little worn down. You know, for whatever reason it might be, I was, you know, there were some things that we can control and we didn't control. You know, normally in all the other games, you're battling, and you realize when, you know, you don't make a play on the offense or defense, it's from youth or inexperience, or, you just couldn't make the play. But last night, I think there were several instances where, where we had breakdowns, and it was stuff that we can control. So it was the first time that I've sort of saw that from our guys. It's a long season. It's a grind. And especially when you're losing games, it can sort of build up a little bit. So we got to go back and just, you know, get in the gym, start practicing, make sure that we sort of get some positive energy again, and make sure that they understand that, you know, we're preparing for the league play, to be competitive in the league. And I told them that it's about progress. It's not about wins and losses early on, you know. So that's, you know, they don't want to hear it all the time, you know, when you're 2-7 or whatever it is. But it's the truth of the matter. So you got to make sure that they do understand that, you know, each and every day in practice.
Young guys didn't play quite as much for various reasons, but how did you think they played when they were in?
They're coming along. They're coming along. I mean, it's good when, you know, Delonte, I didn't think he had a great game, but he has 15 points, right, a couple assists, a couple rebounds. So he's still doing stuff. So when you get a guy that, you know, a freshman who's, you know, played a ton of minutes, and, you know, he may not have had a great game, but he's still producing and getting things done, that's a good sign. And then James, you know, James has been progressing, you know, really well, you know, I think over the course of the season so far. So, you know, you're sort of expecting him to kind of hit the wall at some point. So now the most important thing is, okay, well, how do they bounce back? And again, it's up to me to sort of keep them positive, so they know that there is progress and they are getting better. You know, you can't let the record, you know, sort of dictate the mindset of each practice. So, and they've been good. You know, they've been good. They work hard on a daily basis. So we just got to get back at it.
Now, there was third highest assist to turnover ratio, behind only the win over New Hampshire and Youngstown State. Only the third game this season where you guys had more assists than turnovers. And of course, that's important for really any team, but especially for a team that runs the style of offense that you do. How pleased were you with that statistic? And in particular, you know, Vosich had three assists, no turnovers. Gabe Brown came in the game. First time this season we've seen him on the floor, had a couple of assists, no turnovers. Just talk in general about that and maybe a little bit more about Gabe.
Well, you're right. I mean, the way we play, we emphasize passing the ball. So, in Paris, I thought that was, you know, one of his better offensive games, you know, not just scoring, but he's looking to throw passes, and he completed some passes tonight for layups. So that's, you know, that's part of the process. You know, you're expecting, you know, the ball to be sort of flying, and it has, you know, in the first few games. You know, you mentioned the assist to turnover ratio. That's something that we definitely noticed last night. You know, it's you're getting better at your offense. You know, you're you're scoring off of the things that you're practicing and working on. So that was a sort of highlight. But it, you know, I told Paris, okay, it's, you know, I'm glad that you're getting better at the things that we're working on. You're looking more for, you know, the things that we're telling you to look for. You're passing the ball, you're scoring in the post. So you had this good offensive game, but now you got to put both things together. Now you got to play defense too. You know, if you have 15 and your man has 17, you still lose. You know what I mean? So it's and that's part of the process too. It's being able to, you know, concentrate on both ends of the court and doing new things and sort of putting an entire game together is sort of the next step for him.
So are you happy overall with where Paris is progressing, though? I mean, I know you worried about him a little bit.
With every kid, it's different, you know, when it's going to click, when it's going to come along. So, you know, getting a guy to become a good passer is probably the hardest thing you can do, you know, and that's why most people don't, you know, play the way we play, because it requires, you know, guys to become better passers. You know, last night I think he was sort of a breakthrough a little bit for him, where he's, you know, looking to throw these passes, and he sort of sees more. He's completing these passes, and the other thing too is we're trying to, you know, getting him to score in the post, and that's another thing that's, you know, it's difficult to get good at, because once he sort of makes some progress there, then all of a sudden people start coming down and double him, and then that's a whole nother skill that he has to become good at. So. He's working hard, you know, and he's getting better at all these things. So I'm happy where he is, and I think he's going to be good in our league.
And it seemed like in the paint, especially a couple times in the Stony Brook game, he was able to, you know, when he went up over one shoulder and saw that wasn't going to work, he was able to adjust. And early on this season, first couple games, you didn't really see that from him. So it seems like he's gained that idea of I'm going this way and I will shoot this way, to, oh, okay, I can't, and to be able to adjust.
Right, exactly. I mean, he was a little bit more of a bull in a china shop early on, where he's just trying to plow through people, you know, regardless of where they were. So now he's just, you know, and he's worked on it every single day. So it's a difficult skill to get, you know, good at. But, you know, you saw the benefits of his work last night a little bit, being able to read and react and, you know, sort of adjust to what the defender's doing, who's behind him. So that was good to see. And you know, Gabe gave us good minutes too. So all the centers are working. You know, Marco's the center most of the time. And I give I give him a lot of credit, because he's working with our guys, you know, before practice every day. You know, it's gotten to the point where, you know, in practice, I would, you know, work with the bigs, and I would have YY with me. And then the next day, YY would sort of repeat what we did. So now we're at the point where, you know, YY picked all this stuff up, you know, quickly when he was a freshman. So it's at the point where I can trust him, you know, sort of working with our guy, with those guys on his own. And then I can concentrate on some other guys, which is, you know, it's great to have.
Yeah, when you look at having a guy like that has been in the program as long as he has, that has the respect of all of his teammates, that then can come in and teach some, that's got to be a big plus for you.
Yeah, no, it is. And he sort of went through that process. So, you know, it's still fresh in his mind. Mm-hmm. So he knows exactly, you know, sort of the difficulties they're having. And, you know, so he's able to sort of explain things clearly to them. You know, exactly what we're looking for. And, you know, it's been really good. And, you know, they have progressed. So, again, it's just, you know, putting it all together. Now we have to have a good offensive game and a good defensive game. That's how you win games.
One guy we didn't even talk about here in this first segment is Jesse Reed, but we will talk about him in the upcoming segment. He had 40 minutes, played all of the minutes in the game against Stony Brook, and had 6 of 7 shooting. So we'll definitely talk about Jesse right after the break. Fans and alumni, get your tickets now for the next men's home games this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. That's Sunday, December 20th versus Maryland Eastern Shore. And 2 weeks from today, Sunday afternoon, January 3rd at 2 p.m. versus Colgate in the Patriot League home opener. Purchase tickets to all home games at AUEagles.com. Or call 202-885-TIXX. Again, that's AUEagles.com or 202-885-TIXX today. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan right after this on Federal News Radio.
Jesse Reed has the basketball now, drives the lane, puts the scoop shot up, and gets it to go, and draws the foul. Washington passes off to Reed. Open three-point attempt is up, and it's good. Jesse Reed nails the triple and draws the foul.
Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. And yeah, that was Jesse Reed. And boy, was he a rock, one of the constant factors, or really the only constant factor in the Stony Brook game. Played all 40 minutes, scoring 14 points on 6 of 7 shooting, adding 3 assists, 3 rebounds, and a block, putting in another gritty performance, tumbling to the floor a couple of times, grabbing his knee. I'm sure you kind of held your breath a little bit on those couple of times, Coach.
Yeah, no, we need Jesse to be out there. But he's scored a lot of points for us in the past. You know, I think he's got a lot of more responsibility this year, a lot more to do. And I was happy that he had a really efficient game, I thought. You know, if we did a little bit better job on defense, there would have been more rebounds to be had. And he's been rebounding for us really well. But, you know, in order for us to be any good this year, you know, he's another guy that sort of had to change his game a little bit and figure out a way to help other people. You know, he's used to sort of having the score, and we've had guys that are able to, you know, sort of get shots for other people in the past. Now he has to sort of do some of that. And it's, you know, it's an adjustment. You know, it's an adjustment, and there's a lot for him to do, but he's doing it. You know, I think he's sort of embracing, you know, sort of everything that we're asking. And, you know, I had him out there for 40 minutes, not just to keep him out there, but he's like the one constant that, you know, when you have other guys, you got Leon, you're trying to get minutes, you got the freshman out there, you know, you want somebody that there's some stability. So those other guys, it's good minutes for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like we talk about, you know, I talk all the time about Paris and, you know, sort of developing his passing game. And it's a process. It's the same with Jesse. And he's the only guy who's thrown a cross court pass. You know, people don't probably, you know, notice that or care, but it's important to a coach, you know, when those, you know, those are the type of things that you want your other guys to pick up and watch, and he's doing it. So, and you know, it's going to be, I told Jesse, it's going to be a difficult year, and you just got to keep coming. You got to keep playing. You got to keep coming with effort. And he's done that. He's done that. So I'm thrilled with his effort so far.
And he's really seemed to take on the leadership role too. I mean, to me, even just seeing him around the department, he just seems more. It's hard, you know. It's an intangible. It's tough to put your finger on, but you can just see the way he carries himself at practice and games, and he knows this is his team, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something that, you know, your senior year, it's sort of your last go around. So I think there's that awareness too. And you know, most of he's, you know, he's a quiet kid, so, you know, sort of being the vocal leader doesn't come naturally to him, like you said. But you know, I told him that, hey, I don't need you to, you know, necessarily be the rah-rah guy. I just need you doing stuff. That's the most important thing that a leader can do, is lead by example and by his actions. And you know, that's what he's done. I mean, he's been terrific guarding, you know, guys in the post, and you know, getting rebounds and taking charges. And you know, he got hit in the face last night, you know, just guarding a guy. So he's doing all those little things, and, you know, that's what we need him to do.
And he really seems to have a knack for stepping up when it counts most. I looked, and all of his career highs have come against conference opponents, which, you know, obviously that means a lot. He's the 29th player in school history with 1,000 points, and he hit that plateau last year in the PL title game when he scored 11. So he really seems to focus and bury and buckle down when it counts most.
Yeah, absolutely. And as much as I'm saying, hey, we need you to help others and pass, you know, he is wired to score, you know, and he's not afraid to take a big shot and take a long shot. You know, I always have to tell him, Jesse, you can step in, you know, 3 or 4 feet. It doesn't have to be a 30-footer. But he's, you know, he's a terrific shooter, and he's got that type of range where it really doesn't matter. So he's willing to take big shots, and he wants the ball in his hands, and he wants to sort of take charge and sort of impact the game when it does matter the most. And we're going to need that, certainly.
I want to talk a little bit about scheduling around this time of the year and how important it is, and maybe how tough it is or not. Once classes are over with, finals are in the books, now do you tend to push the guys a little bit more? Do you tend to back off a little bit more? And kind of how that plays in with the holidays and giving guys time off and, you know, meshing all that with trying to get better on the floor. And how does all that play in?
Yeah, well, I mean, basketball is one of the sports where you don't get a whole lot of vacation time, or you don't, you know, get holiday time. So basically we'll have 3 days for Christmas. But once finals are over, you know, it takes a few days to sort of get over, you know, everything that went into that, you know, all the time and effort that they spent. You know, they're up all night studying and they're still trying to practice and everything. So, you know, it takes a few days to get over that. But, you know, you have a 3-day break, but then you're going into the most important part of your season. You got a league game, you know, a few days later. So you want to give them time off and give them time to rest, but you don't want to sort of lose any, you know, the you're in shape and, you know, that sort of edge that you have. So you don't want to give them, you know, too much time off for Christmas or for any sort of break. So, you know, and then the scheduling as far as playing games, that's one of the most, like, chaotic processes. So I can't explain it. You just got to find guys that want to play and, you know, find a date that works. Sometimes you have, you know, 3 days between games or 5 days or 1 day, mm-hmm. you know, so it's you got to adjust. I mean, we're going to have 1 day to prepare for LSU. So I don't think that's quite enough time, but you got to do it. You know, that's part of college basketball.
Yeah, there's what, one game in 10 days, and then you have three, and I think it's 9 days. So, yeah, you go from, you know, being able to, and granted that 1 in 10 or so was time during finals, but I'm sure that can make your job kind of tough to fit everything in. Dr. Walker, saw the other day, National Wrestling Hall of Fame is going to induct you into the Colorado chapter, Outstanding American, class of 2016. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's a great honor. So, I'm very humbled and honored for it. It's a lot of great people that are in that. So, I was surprised. It's fantastic. You know, I don't know really how to say that, but I'm very honored.
How'd you find out about it?
My college coach called me. I think I'm fairly certain he's the one that nominated me, you know, and he probably threatened some of them. the voter. But and he's a 5-time Olympian in numerous halls of fame, to include the national one in Oklahoma. So, it was an honor for him to call me and tell me that I'm going in. So we're excited.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Time for another timeout here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. An AU basketball game is the perfect venue to host your next party or group event, organize a group birthday party or neighborhood outing, and enjoy discounts and recognition at the game. All groups receive block seating, savings off the box office price, a welcome on the Bender video board, and a visit from Claude the Eagle to your seats, all for as low as $3 a person. Call the Athletics Ticket Office at 202-885-TIXX. That's 202-885-TIXX to book your outing today. Back with more after this on Federal News Radio. Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. And coming up on these last couple of non-conference games before conference play starts, UMES coming up at Bender Arena, 1:30 p.m. And they've had a tough season so far, UMES, but they're coming off a campaign that was their best in 40-some-odd years. What concerns you most about them when you take a look at film?
They're very similar to Stony Brook, where we got to defend the post game. And they're a team, I mean, they won 18 games last year. They went to the postseason. So they're an older veteran team that knows how to win. I'm sort of realizing that when you have a young team, you sort of describe every team as older and veteran and all that kind of, but that's who they are. And, you know, those schools in the MEAC, they play all, you know, BCS. They have to play like 6 or 7 BCS schools every year. So, it's, you know, their record could always be deceiving at this time of the year. But again, it's just another test for us. We just hopefully we can play like we did offensively against Stony Brook, but sort of shore up our defense a little bit.
What was one of the things that you saw when you were looking at Ryan Andino, the MEAC, the reigning MEAC Rookie of the Year, led the conference in 3-point percentage last season? What do you see from him?
Well, he's just an aggressive scorer. I mean, he's a older college player. There's nothing particular that, you know, you can say or do. You just got to, you know, hope your guys or the young guys are sort of, you know, learning and gaining experience, and they, you know, they keep coming, and, you know, hopefully they're more prepared for older guys.
So let's talk about Ben Simmons a little bit from LSU. Some have compared him to LeBron James, scored 43 points against North Florida. Last guy to do that in an LSU uniform was Shaq. When you look at Simmons, I'll just ask, what do you see out of him, and what are some things maybe that you can try to do to contain him?
Well, there's a lot of talented players out there, but he's, as a fan of basketball, he's just wonderful to watch.
Yeah.
You know, his demeanor on the court, he's all about getting his teammates involved. He's all about making plays and just doing whatever he can to win the game. That's, you know, he's a triple-double, you know, waiting to happen every single night. And that's just the guy that plays the game. So it's fun to watch a guy that talented be that, you know, sort of unselfish with the scoring, but selfish about everything else, selfish about rebounding, about taking charges, about throwing passes, about, you know, doing all the things that, you know, great players who, you know, you don't want to go crazy with your comparisons, but a guy like Bill Russell just did everything to make his team win. You know, he didn't do just one thing, and you know that's what you see with Simmons. He does everything to try to make his team win.
You guys excited about playing him though?
Yeah, I mean it's always a fun challenge to play against a guy like that. You ask what can we do to slow him down or stop? We don't know yet. We're gonna sort of try to come up with a 1-3-2 zone, maybe something like that. But he's fun to, you know, it's fun to challenge yourself and to play against, you know, the best, you know, players in the country and play in environments like that. So our guys are excited to get down there.
Well, have a fantastic festive period, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night from Baton Rouge as your Eagles take on Ben Simmons and the LSU Tigers at 8 p.m. Eastern on AM 1050. For Coach Brennan, Dr. Walker, and everyone that helped put this show together, I'm Dan. Have a memorable holiday, everyone.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails, Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.